who is from Arlington, Virginia. We have Helen Reinick Wilt, and Helen has been a land use and environmental planner in the Washington, D.C. metro area for the last 20 years. She has a master's in urban and environmental planning from the University of Virginia, and she is an American Institute of Certified Planners planner, and she's also a lead AP. She currently is currently with the Arlington, Virginia Green Home Choice Program. Helen?
Thank you. Welcome, everybody. Today we're going to talk a little bit about two programs in Arlington County. One is called Fresh Air and one is called the Green Home Choice Program. I'm actually the Green Home Choice Program coordinator, but I'm also going to talk a little bit today about Fresh Air. So AIR stands for the Arlington Initiative to Reduce Emissions. And in 2007, the county launched this program to try to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Prior to 2007, actually for a number of years, the county already had two green building programs, a commercial one, and then in 2003, a residential one was begun. That's the one that I work with. So this Fresh Air program is a collaborative effort between the government, businesses, and residents to reduce emissions through energy efficiency measures, green building, alternative transportation, improve recycling, and water conservation. So when we first looked at implementing Fresh Air, we looked at some statistics and realized that the government emissions were responsible for less than 4% of the total in the county. So it was then realized that the community outreach to businesses and residents was really critical to reduce emissions. And this program is paid for through a residential utility tax. There are five basic components to the AIR program. One is internal commitment to reduce the government's energy usage by 10% by 2012, to assist businesses to reduce emissions, to encourage residents to reduce energy, and to work with other localities around the region, and finally, to keep the community updated about the program and how it's performing through a website and a blog. The county government reductions itself are focused on energy efficiency in buildings, employee engagement and education on energy usage, and vehicle fleet efficiency. We have a lot of hybrid vehicles in the county. Another program, or separate program within the AIR program, was an energy audit program that was begun in 2007. The county decided to offer to residents the ability to apply, basically to win a free energy audit, and they had to provide a bunch of data about their house from the previous year, how it was performing, and I guess they were chosen randomly. And we did perform 20 of the audits in 2007 and 20 in 2008. It was fairly successful in terms of collecting data from the applicants after the improvements were made to the home. The problems that we experienced in the program were finding enough auditors. It was good to see that that EPA has some advice for trying to increase the number of auditors in an area, because we certainly have that problem in the Washington, D.C. area. So it's hard to get these audits done. And then the other issue was we realized that the types of people that were willing to spend the time to collect data from their houses and try to win the audit were also the types of people that had already made a lot of improvements to their homes. So that they necessarily spend a lot more money to make additional improvements, but there weren't huge changes made in a lot of these homes. So that's something you should think about if you're thinking of a similar program. You might need to try to find a way to target a broader range of people. So coming soon to Arlington, we hope, will be a community-wide climate action plan. We have not developed that yet, but hope to in the next couple of years. And also we're trying to develop incentives for promoting energy efficiency in residents and businesses using our EE block grant funds that EPA staff are also talking about. We have groups working on how we will use that money to promote energy efficiency, and we're looking at starting a pilot with Home Performance with Energy Star, and we're looking at trying to decide whether we'll be using revolving loan funds or grants, or how will we encourage energy efficiency. So now I'm going to start talking a little bit about Green Home Choice. Green Home Choice is a residential green building program that the county began in 2003. It is not technically part of the Fresh Air program, but it overlaps quite a bit, and we have very similar missions in terms of our outreach to the public. The Fresh Air program sort of has a general outreach function where they talk to residents and businesses about ways to improve energy efficiency. Green Home Choice also has that public outreach component. We focus primarily on construction projects, new and existing homes, but we also play the role of going out and speaking in public and helping people who call us with questions about re-insulating their attics, all types of things like that. So the county, even though we're not part of the same program, we are sort of on the same team, and because we have more staff blended together, we can target larger audiences and leverage resources. We quite often will trade off with each other between the two programs with requests to go out to the public. If one group can't go, they'll come to us because we're all sort of cross-trained and teaching the public about reducing energy usage. So here are some of the outreach programs that both programs are involved with. We conduct workshops on a seasonal basis all year round. We have the spring series, the fall series, the summer series, and we've called it Green at Arlington for the last few years. And workshops on building rain barrels, on airflow and energy leaks in homes. I did one of those a couple of weeks ago. On insulation, on pretty much everything you can think about home efficiency, about energy efficiency. We also spend a lot of time out in the community. We get asked to speak at civic association meetings, at Rotary Club meetings, at garden club meetings. I'm having trouble loading this image for some reason. We distribute information and Energy Star compact fluorescent bulbs at community events, and so far we've distributed over 2,000 light bulbs. We also partner with a local nonprofit very often called Arlingtonians for a Clean Environment on many, many events to connect with residents on green living tips. They have a green living challenge. We also work with them on a green building directory because we cannot recommend green building contractors or products. We use this nonprofit and help them with the directory that they publish online. And of course, we maintain a website and a blog, as we mentioned earlier. So now I'm going to talk a little bit about Green Home Choice itself. So we began in 2003. It's a voluntary single-family residential program. So far to date, we've had 77 homes that have been certified or in the process of being certified. I think the program began fairly slowly, but in the last couple of years, and particularly with the economic downturn, builders have been looking for a way to get a leg up on selling their homes, and they're very interested in having their homes certified in our program and Energy Star and some other residential green building programs. Of the 77 homes, 48 are new, and 36 of those 77 homes will have been Energy Star certified, so Energy Star or Energy Star qualified, as EPA may call it. That means the whole house has been certified as meeting certain energy efficiency standards. And they've done that voluntarily to date. Most green building programs require that. Ours has been voluntary, although we are considering changing that very soon, as our program is currently considering some significant revisions. A few of the incentives that we offer to try to get builders and homeowners to go to the Green Home Choice program are we offer an expedited plan review process. This is always a lot easier than it sounds to do. You have to sort of get all the departments on board, and our plan reviewers are very, very diligent about trying to make these homes go through the process quickly, but sometimes the permits get held up in zoning or in environmental services with related to grading plans, other issues. So it's not an easy thing to do, but it's a good goal if you can try to accomplish it. We also put our builders and designers' names on our county's website. They are very anxious to have that done as soon as they start in the program. It's a good way for them to get exposure. Annual awards ceremony, we just had that actually this week for this past year, and we recognize builders and homeowners there with our county board. We also are just seeing, as I noted, that we're having a big increase in interest in this program because builders are seeing that it's giving them a market advantage to promote that the homes are more sustainable and more energy efficient. In terms of objectives for the program, the primary one is energy efficiency, as in most green building programs. Our current program requires a minimum of 75 points and allows up to 85 points of the 175 required for the full certification for homes. So 75 out of 175 have to be related to our energy, have to come from our energy efficiency section of our checklist. Under the new proposed program, we're going to keep the minimum at 75 for the energy efficiency, but we're allowing up to 100 energy points for homes to promote that, and we're going to give 100 points to remodels and addition projects that use the Energy Star, that are Energy Star qualified. On the other side, for new homes, we're recommending that all new homes would be required under this Green Home Choice program to be Energy Star qualified. We have worked really hard through making these revisions to our Green Home Choice program to try to engage the private sector. We have tried not to do it in isolation. We have worked really closely on our side, with our inspectors and our plan reviewers who are most familiar with all the different building features. But we've also invited, last week we had a large group of builders come in who have participated in our program to provide feedback on the draft changes. We've had large and small meetings with our program builders. We've also been talking to regional industry groups and various product suppliers about how to update our checklist to make it as up to speed with technology as possible and to meet a lot of the goals that we're trying to achieve through the program. We weren't exactly sure how builders would react to requiring an Energy Star qualified home for all new homes, and because we've had about 75% of the existing builders already participating in building ENERGY STAR qualified homes. We felt that the other 25% could be more strongly encouraged to do that. So far, the reaction has been fairly good, but there's been some concern about some people having problems with getting their ENERGY STAR certification completed for various reasons, whether the HERS rater was overloaded with projects and they don't necessarily want to be held up from their Green Home Choice certification because of the ENERGY STAR certification. So that's an issue we're trying to work on now. Also, through this, it's a very delicate balancing act. We want to encourage people to use our program. We have to balance both the cost and the ability of the builders to the requirements and to the goals that we're trying to achieve. So here are the main categories for the Green Home Choice Program, very similar to LEED for Homes, NAHD's new Green Building Standards. These are very typical categories, air, ceiling, insulation, windows and doors, passive solar design, heating and cooling, on-site renewable energy sources, energy-efficient lighting and appliances, resource-efficient design. And the last thing I'm going to do is walk you really quickly through two case studies that very simple examples, one of a new home in Arlington that went through our Green Home Choice Program and one of an existing home that went through a major renovation. The first one is this new home, as you can see, very modern. Had many, many green features, probably the most that has been done in any home in Arlington to date. It was structural insulated panel construction. It has a partial green roof up top. It has geothermal heating, cooling, and geothermal assisted hot water, a D superheater on the hot water system, which I will not try to explain, an energy recovery ventilator that's mechanical ventilation, ultra-efficient windows, solar photovoltaics, and the result of this is that essentially a no-net annual energy usage home. It's been certified under the Green Home Choice Program. It's actually just received a platinum rating for under the LEED for Homes program with the U.S. Green Building Council. That's the first one of platinum rating in Virginia, and also ENERGY STAR qualified. So that's sort of on the new house end. On the existing house end, this is a good example, and a homeowner that's an architect that have worked together to be very diligent about collecting before and after data for their project, which has been very helpful to us. This was kind of a traditional Arlington colonial home where the owners built a very large addition. And here's some components of that house. And one thing that makes this so interesting is that this house almost doubled in size. So you'll see what happens with these features, what happened to their energy usage. It included re-insulating the whole building envelope with a spray foam closed-cell insulation, which also achieves air sealing. Energy-efficient windows, radiant floor heating, that means under-the-floor heating with a concrete floor. ENERGY STAR wood-burning fireplace, a high-efficiency air conditioning unit, ENERGY STAR appliances and lighting, and again, an energy recovery ventilator for mechanical ventilation. Because you're sealing the house up so tightly, you need to bring in fresh air, and it's often done in this region through an energy recovery ventilator. So here were the results of that renovation. It increased the square footage by 72%, so almost doubled it. And yet, the electricity used prior to the addition was about 8,000 kilowatt hours for the year prior to the addition. For the year after the renovation, the total use was 7,500 kilowatt hours, an overall decrease of 6%, even though the house increased in size by 72%. That translates to a kilowatt per square footage drop by 46%. Obviously this renovation was done very diligently. This house was sealed up very tightly and a lot of thought was put into the way that it was designed to improve energy efficiency. But I'm hearing very often stories of people that have added a significant amount of space, and including my own home, where the energy used for the overall envelope has actually dropped after the addition because of various insulative improvements that were made. Changing out windows, changing out appliances, HVAC is very critical in energy use. So that's for the end of my presentation, and my contact